Good morning, everybody. My name's David Goff. I'm the project lead for the European Commission funded project, EIPPE, Evidence-Informed Policy and Practice in Education. And thank you, Hans, for that very warm welcome. And I would like to second that welcome to you all to our conference over the next 2 days. This project that we're discussing over the next 2 days, the area of work we're going to discuss, is a two-year project, but it was preceded by a previous project with a very similar name called the AP project, with one P rather than two. We were very creative to add an extra P for the second bit of work. And the first one was just a little less ambitious because it was 1 year, and it was evidence-informed policy for education in Europe, whereas the new one is evidence-informed policy and practice in education in Europe. And I just wanted to say a little bit about the first project. So the first project was one of three projects that was funded by the Director General for Education and Culture at IAC in the Commission. They funded two others, and we have representatives of one of the other projects, Cohen Bastians from Antwerp, on city level evidence-informed policy and practice in education. But our project was about developing capacity building in this area and involved 18 partners across Europe, trying to develop a network, trying to discuss this issue about how we try to find some links between the production of evidence and its use. And for the project, we used this relatively simple model. If you've studied in this area, you'll know that there are an infinite number of different models with lots of arrows going in many different directions, but they're so sophisticated and complicated, those models, that you sometimes lose track of the basic issue that we're here to address. And the basic issue is, how do we get the research and how do we get the use of that research more integrated in a way which is productive for both sides? And that's what's developed a new area of study, the study of evidence production and use. So as well as developing network in the first project, we went to see what examples we could find in Europe. And it wasn't a big, thorough survey, but we wrote around the ministries of Europe, and we wrote to all the contacts, and we advertised. And we found 269 examples of activities linking research evidence with education policy in Europe, and we tried to analyze those, and we found 27 different types of activity falling into these eight main areas listed. Trying to make these type of links, and these links were trying to do things like increase relevance, accessibility, facilitate interaction. And some of them were more at the broader system level rather than individual actions. And although we have to be a bit careful because it wasn't a full survey, it is interesting to note that most of these activities we came across were on the production side. They were about energies from taking the research and taking it to policy users, which is good that it's happening, but it's very much a pushed model. And pushed models don't always work if there isn't a reception to those. We need to look also at the mediation and the use and the whole system. But we find it more difficult to find examples of that. Though there were, and we probably missed lots of them as well. So we came up with a list of recommendations, which are quite general, sound very worthy for trying to advance this issue, and this is all written up in a report There were a few copies out at the front, but I think they've nearly all disappeared now. But it's accessible on our website for those who are interested. But one of the main recommendations is that we need to develop more attention and more focus and broaden the network of people trying to solve this problem across Europe. And that led on to the Commission funding us to have a larger project over 2 years with more partners. This new project has 35 partners from 23 different countries, led by my colleagues and myself in London. And this is the first conference of this new project. So I'm not going to go through all the detailed aspects, but in general, the main focus is to increase and develop the network, and then develop some specific aspects of the linking. And some of these issues, a lot of these issues, are going to be discussed in the workshops that we have after lunch. One of our main focuses for trying to bring people's attention to the issues is our website. There's the link there. It's ap.eu, where you can find information and find ways of linking. And we try to encourage people to register with us and to attend this conference. We asked you to register, to try and develop us as a group together working in this area. And we now have over 400 members of the network. They predominantly are coming from higher education. Obviously, too many university academics like me involved. But there is still quite good representation from the other areas. One of the things that we are really trying to focus on is that we engage all levels of education and all the stakeholders in education, rather than people who are often involved anyway, like academics. again, our members of the network so far tend to be people working at the national level or at the international level, and so we really need to make more effort to engage with people at the regional and local level, because policy and practice occurs at the regional local level and very important. In terms of countries, you can see that Netherlands is way ahead in terms of membership of the network. I mean, that is to some extent because we've got to have a conference here in The Hague, and so people coming here will have helped increase our figures for the Netherlands. But this is just the top 10. You can see just from that top 10 there is a large spread, and it must be over 30 countries who are. I haven't got the figure, but it must be. We have 23 countries just in the main partners. So I want to finish off by thanking our local hosts, the Ministry of Education here in the Netherlands, of Culture and Science, and the Department for Education and Training in Belgium, and the local committee here on the ground, and of course our conference organisers for helping this all happen. It wouldn't have happened without your help, so I really appreciate it. And before I introduce our first keynote speaker, this is just a reminder of the sessions that we are we are having today. So I'm losing my voice. Had a one-day training workshop yesterday, and I talked for kind of all day. Talked too much. So we have this introductory session, then we have a break, and we can look at the poster sessions. Then we have a keynote that Hans already explained, Bruno Del Chiesa from the OECD, and then we go into our workshop sessions after lunch, parallel sessions, and then after the tea break, we have another session where we break into groups. But beforehand, we have another plenary guest speaker, Suzanne Conze from the Commission, to introduce the one particular policy issue of early school leaving to give us a focus for discussing what's the relationship between research and policy decision making. So that was just to give you a very brief introduction and an overview. And it's now my great pleasure and honour to introduce our first plenary speaker, Micheline Chaise, Secretary General of the Flemish Department of Education and Training. Thank you, Micheline.